This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there on the site for you. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Dan Johnson.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we're sharing with you a story about yet another raw milk raid. This one happened earlier this month in Minnesota, where Will Winter, the longtime leader of the Twin Cities local food community, had his locavore, what was called Uptown Locavore, was raided by a multi-jurisdictional group in the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Minneapolis Department of Health, and city police. They came in with a so-called administrative search warrant to supposedly just inspect the property, but they ended up confiscating every single food product they came across, including the personal food items of Mr. Winter, who is the operator of the establishment. They posted an unlicensed business notice saying that any continued operation would be considered a criminal act and subject whoever it is, you know, that's there to criminal charges. They then are flashing back into the past here, back to 2010, where the same gentleman was also involved in another raid of what was at that time, and has never been topped since, apparently, one of the largest food cooperative groups, the Traditional Foods Warehouse, which had at one time as many as 1,800 members before the government took it down.
And these are sort of foods that are on the borderline of what the government will allow and not allow. Some states allow raw milk. Some states don't allow raw milk.
Right.
Some states allow raw milk, but only as pet food.
So you have to agree that it's not for human consumption.
Right.
And then you do what you want with it.
And then you do what you want. Well, once you have it, then what are they going to do?
Raid your house, apparently, if they think that you're eating it or something like that. That doesn't happen because they want to go after the business nexuses. They want to go after the people with money.
They want to see where the money is, yeah.
So then they're talking about some of the other raids that have happened in the state, going back to the year 2010, where Mike Hartman, who's a dairy farmer, and Alvin Schlangen, a poultry farmer, had their farms raided, and were criminally prosecuted. Hartman pled guilty to two charges of violating the Minnesota Food and Dairy Code, but he only did that to stop the MDA from prosecuting his wife, as well as a 68-year-old woman on disability who was assisting at the farm. The lowest point in MDA's enforcement tactics came when two MDA officials, three plainclothes police, and two Bloomfield City officials executed a search warrant at the private residence of Raylan Sandvig, whose driveway served as the drop site for Hartman. The policeman met Sandvig at her bedroom door shortly after 8 a.m., telling her to go downstairs to her kitchen. Policemen then went into the bedroom of her children, ordering them to do the same. When Sandvig arrived in her kitchen, she found the two MDA officials and the two city employees peering into the family's refrigerator. The family kept no foods from Hartman's farm in their refrigerator or freezer other than those for personal consumption. MDA considered prosecuting Sandvig, but subsequently dropped her case.
God, these people are the raw milk police, aren't they?
That was right after we were talking about how they wouldn't go after an individual. Well, there they were, poking around through somebody's refrigerator.
I mean, imagine what that's like for the kids. Just imagine. Your mom's being treated like a crack dealer.
Yeah. That's scary stuff.
Yep. That's, you know, changing hearts and minds there, coppers.
Yeah. No wonder the police have a tough time recruiting these days. Keep doing things like this and absolutely ruining whatever reputation they had for being good, upstanding, honest people.
I I dealt with some police today. There was an automobile accident in town, and
you're a volunteer fireman.
Yeah, they were great, as they always are in those circumstances. I've got to say, most of my encounters with them are good, but these stories like this, like, you know, it doesn't make anyone look good being the milk cop.
MDA had prosecuted Schlangen twice for criminal violations of the state food and dairy code. In the prosecution putting his livelihood at stake, a jury acquitted him of all charges. Hartmann and Schlangen remain in business, continuing to provide nutritious food to informed consumers. Hartmann is suing MDA over an illegal search and seizure the department conducted on his delivery truck during a 2013 stop on a Minneapolis highway. The department there confiscated dairy products and equipment during that raid. For the past 5 years, MDA has been investigating Dave Berglund, a dairy farmer in northern Minnesota who sells raw milk and other dairy products.
Heard of his name.
Sells other dairy products to his loyal customers on his farm in Grand Marais. Berglund concluded a long court battle against MDA last year with the court's ruling that the department had jurisdiction to inspect his farm. Berglund is contending he has a right under the state and federal constitutions to sell product like raw butter direct to consumers, while the department is claiming those sales are illegal. MDA's investigation of Berglund appears to be continuing. The Minnesota state constitution has a provision allowing farmers to, quote, sell and peddle the products of the farm, unquote, without licensing.
Good, you've got to be kidding me.
It's the state constitution. The constitutional provision should include the distribution of farm products through private buyers club like the Uptown Locavore that facilitates farmer-to-consumer commerce.
Sure.
Regardless of how MDA interprets the law, what it and other government agencies cannot escape is the fact that eight years of heavy-handed enforcement hasn't deterred consumers from seeking healthy food.
Yeah, they want that.
The state declares is illegal. People continue to demand food from farmers like Hartmann, Schlangen, and Berglund, and they continue to join buyers clubs like Winter's Uptown Locavore to have access to quality food they can't find in retail stores. Increasingly, greater numbers of consumers want to opt out of the industrial food vaccine pharmaceutical drug paradigm.
Just having that conversation last night on Facebook.
If these enforcement actions against real food are all about protecting public health, then here's a challenge to the state and local government agencies in Minnesota who are harassing Mr. Winter. Do a survey of Uptown Locavore members, and then do a survey of other random people to determine what each group demands in terms of medical services, like doctor visits, prescription drug use, etc. Government officials would find that the Buyers Club members demand much less in the way of medical services, saving taxpayers and insurance companies money. The state of Minnesota could be sending the savings on expanding farm-to-school programs, but instead spends millions persecuting those who are making people healthier.
Yeah, different budget line items, so, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. See, the state isn't interested in your opinion. They're not going to do a survey.
They're not interested in service.
No.
Right. If the state was interested in providing service, they might do something like this, or they might, facilitate. They might follow their constitution, that talks about.
They don't do that.
It just goes to show what they're all about.
Finally, the government should be honoring.
It's not this state. It's not Minnesota. It's
all states.
Right. Yeah. States, not just the 50 states of America.
Right. Well, in other states, it's illegal to grow a plant called cannabis. You know, it's just as stupid. The whole thing is just as ridiculous. And if only people who were being molested by the state on one issue would stand up for those being molested by the state on other issues, we'd have a whole lot more freedom. But if it's like, oh, well, I don't buy raw milk, so I don't care what happens to those people. Oh, well, I don't eat foie gras, so I don't care what happens to those people. Oh, I don't smoke cannabis, so I don't. Well, guess what? Why should anybody care about you if you're not going to care about the freedoms of other people? And then eventually the state's going to come down on you for something. Just give it time. If they haven't done it yet, it's just a matter of when.
Yeah. At some point, something that goes on in your life. Maybe it won't be you. Maybe it'll be one of your loved ones real close to you.
Yeah. Then how will that feel?
Yeah. And you just have to pay for the attorney's fees or something.
The government should be honoring Winter, says the blog at realmilk.com. Instead of dumping food confiscated at the Uptown Locavore into a landfill,
yeah,
it should recognize the farmers as frontline healers instead of trying to shut them down. This is about control and preserving industrial ag's market share by denying freedom of choice. MDA can recognize this freedom by exercising its enforcement discretion to not take action against people like Winter or actually helping to make others well. One day there would be a court ruling affirming that there's a legal distinction between the public and private distribution of food. Until that time, MDA and the other agencies can best protect and promote public health by allowing people to obtain the food of their choice from the source of their choice, regardless of whether that source is regulated by the government. But that would be freedom. If you could actually, like, get the food that other people want to sell you without having to ask some bureaucrat's permission first, then that's what freedom is all about in that particular area.
But that's so unsafe.
Maybe it is risky.
I need protection.
Well, if you want protection, then there's pasteurized milk.
There's pasteurized farmers are evil.
There's pasteurized homogenized milk at every grocery store you want to go get it at. Get that.
They're poisoning people with that freedom.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Incels are under target. Mark, you've got a story about them. Well, what is an incel, too? We talked about it previously, but most people probably don't know. It's free talk.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us right here. The number for you is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we got Discord's on-air call-in line room. You can hop in there over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. Mark, how's your Blink home security system doing?
It is currently disarmed.
Why? It's because your wife's home?
Well, no, I had to do some internet stuff, so I took it down briefly. I just had to unplug some things and plug some other stuff in. But I know how quickly I can get it back up and running. Within minutes, I'll have it plugged back in and rocking for this evening before I go to bed.
Okay.
So you too can enjoy what has got to be one of the easiest home security systems, certainly that I've ever dealt with. It's Blink, and they've sold over 1 million motion-activated security cameras. And the point of having home security is to be alert before somebody comes in. They've got indoor and outdoor cameras. It makes it easy. You can monitor right from your smartphone. You get updates, and they're fast, within seconds.
Plus,
and
they're wireless. And you're going to be moving into a new house, so it's no big deal to pick up the whole system, move it to a new location. No problem.
BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Just go there, and you get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys charge, plus an extra 15% off with BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
So the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about raw milk, and we're pretty much done with that story. These poor farmers being attacked, the consumers also suffering because they're not able to get the raw milk and the other natural products that they're looking for, that people should have the ability to purchase. And in these cases, we're talking about private clubs. It's not like they're pushing raw milk on innocent victims who don't know what raw milk is. These are people who are specifically seeking raw milk.
Yeah, they're hunting them down. Up to 1,800 of them at one point.
Right. These are individuals who are, at least educated to the point where they've decided they want this. And so then they educate themselves as to, how do I get it? Because I can't go to, Kmart or, Walmart or whatever it is and get it off the shelf. You got to go somewhere special.
You're not allowed to want things that are bad for you, though.
Well, I don't know if they're good or bad. I'm not an advocate necessarily of
raw milk. But the government says it's bad, so therefore it must be bad.
But not all governments say it's bad.
Oh, really?
No. Some governments let you buy it and sell it.
Let you. But that means they just don't have a stake. They don't know yet what our government is the smartest government.
So
we've got the FDA. They don't let millions of people die every year.
Yeah. I don't know how many states prohibit raw milk versus allow it for pets only. I'm sure there's
the internet knows.
There's probably a handy infographic out there that somebody's made up for that sort of thing, but I don't have it in front of me. But that's one of the issues we've been talking about here. And to me, it doesn't matter if it's raw milk or cannabis or some experimental treatment. In fact, I know, Johnson, you have a story about that. We might be able to get into it here in a little bit. The toll-free number, but if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, the incels are back in the news. First time we heard about the incels, which I believe stands for something celibate?
Involuntary celibacy.
Involuntary
celibacy.
Involuntary.
And usually they're not happy about it either.
Well, they're involuntary, right?
Yeah, it's involuntary.
They want to have sex, but they've failed miserably.
And this is all men? I've always heard of this term.
I presume the movement is probably 99.9% male. There might be some incel females out there, but I've never heard of it. But then again, I'd never heard of incels before, like 2 months ago. And the first time we talked about it on the air was in the aftermath of the guy who mowed down like a dozen people with a van in Toronto. That guy apparently was an incel.
And that's really what this story is based on, is that apparently that guy, and then maybe that guy in California that had, the rich kid that had the car that was complaining about not getting laid, too.
Right, because, he figured, he's got a fast car. Oh, he's handsome or whatever. Why can't he get laid? Well, turns out you're a jerk,
Jerk.
I'm going to guess that this is one of those terms where they're looking for a generalized term that pretty much every male has spent some point of their life, for the most part, unless they're, I guess really, really good looking and have always been so throughout their entire life, at some point we're under some sort of condition of involuntary celibacy. At some point, I think every man has had to go through.
A dry spell, you mean?
A dry spell, yeah. Yeah.
Most of my adult life.
Well, it's, I would agree with you, Johnson. As a good-looking guy, I you know, still had times when, you know, there were dry spots in my single life.
Including your married life.
Yeah, well, that happens too, right?
You're on the couch tonight, buddy.
It certainly does. That, not so much, but imagine what it's like.
You've never been put on the couch?
I feel fairly
it's
fortunate.
It's my bed.
Oh, okay.
I feel fairly fortunate. I feel like, you know, yeah, I can relate as an incel during my, like, very much younger years. But for the most part, it hasn't been too much of a problem for me. But it just this seems like it's, like, one of those things where they're just trying to target. It's, I don't know if they're, like, again, this is, like, one of those racial things. It feels like it's white males that they're trying to target here, again, with this.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's not that the term by itself doesn't directly target that.
No.
But they are definitely relating this term to, I think, white male. Because, you know, it's referencing a lot with, what's that one case? The guy, I can't remember his name. The one who went on the shooting spree or whatever after, Elliot Rogers.
That's the dude that Mark was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who was, like, handsome, had a fast car, and got mad because he couldn't get laid.
He didn't seem handsome to me, yeah. But whatever.
Okay, maybe I don't remember the story.
I got some news for the young guys.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
the only people willing to have sex with young guys are young women, and it's only because they're stupid, all right? I mean,
oh, I bet you there's some older men who'd be willing to have sex with young
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, things get better as you get older. Remember, Sean Connery was voted the sexiest man in the world
at like, 60. Age 80 or something?
Not at 80, but at 60. And, you know, the demand rises as time goes by. And gals get their heads about them in a different way at about 25. Men don't start till 30, in my opinion.
I think that, you know, this term involuntary celibate is, I mean, for those who are actual celibates, that's a choice, right? People who've, like a monk, for instance, they've chosen to be celibate.
There needed to be a term, though, Ian. What's the term for somebody who's
angry jerk, loser? Unlaid? I don't know.
Well, they got a term, incel, and that's what they're going with. It describes what they're talking about literally and clearly. You don't have to like the choice of the term celibate, but it's fine. It's involuntary celibacy.
There's got to be a more insulting word that we can come up with.
I don't know if they didn't make the word up themselves.
I think they did.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
Going on, apparently...
I've also never been on the couch either. It's been my bed, too.
Yeah. From squawker.org...
If an incel goes to bed, does that make them a sleeper cell?
From squawker.org, apparently, you know, we live in the age when any jerk can put a tweet up, and if they've got enough followers, it's a news story. This Ellen K. Payo, apparently, she says, CEOs of big tech companies, you almost certainly have incels as employees.
Mm.
What are you going to do about it?
So this is somebody who wants them to go after their employees.
Yeah, to hold an inquisition for what, you know, these incel people.
Well, the other thing about these incel people is it's one thing if you aren't getting laid. It's another thing if you're mad about it. And these are the ones who are mad about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
ABC's entertainment president said the network decided to cancel the Roseanne reboot. This all stems from Roseanne Barr announcing she's leaving Twitter after sending a tweet that was directed at former Obama staffer Valerie Jarrett. The tweet in question read, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ, meaning Valerie Jarrett. Former presidential candidate Herman Cain believes ABC had it in for Roseanne all along.
Her show defended some of the conservative principles and conservative results. Maybe. I don't know the answer to this, and we will never know. I just suspect personally that this gave them a very visible excuse to cancel the show.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, President Trump getting ready to hold what he is calling a Make America Great Again rally, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. One has to wonder if the president will bring up Roseanne Barr. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into the top room there and get on the air with us. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Freedom's Phoenix, by the way, is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Mark, you were just getting into a story about the incels. They are back in the news. There's a lady who, and Johnson, you recognize this woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name? Ellen Pao?
Ellen Pao, yes.
Ellen Pao?
And Mark, Chairman Pao.
What is her, what's her role in this story besides just being the complaining party about incels?
Yeah, she's a complaining party, basically, and asking CEOs of big tech companies, you almost certainly have incels as employees. What are you going to do about it? Now, as I understand it, she was at one time the CEO of Reddit.
That's right.
What did she do about it?
at her company? Who knows? Probably a lot. She's kind of terrible. So I actually just did a search for Ellen Powell rotten, because I think she's rotten. She said she was known for the sexual harassment lawsuit that she was engaged in with her former employer, venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers, as well as her numerous controversial decisions as Reddit CEO, which generated a wave of controversy that had culminated in Powell stepping down. She was such a controversial character that a petition was launched to replace her as Reddit CEO and received more than 150,000 signatures. Why she's rotten. She will relentlessly censor any criticism directed at her on Reddit, as well as any mentions of her multiple anti-discrimination lawsuits or her husband, Buddy Fletcher, on his economic and criminal troubles. She also tried to turn Reddit into a safe space by deleting anything that she considered inappropriate and trashed Yushan Wang's beliefs that no legal content should be censored. She's responsible for the ban of 5 subreddits, which are all pretty reprehensible, but fat people hate, ham planet hatred.
I remember hearing about this lady. We've talked about her in the Reddit controversies in the past.
Yeah, so this results in the creation of subreddits like Alan Pow Hate and Pow Must Resign, as well as Votes Service. Votes is another, I think it's like a replacement of Dig or something like that.
So now she's just making a bunch of noise about these incels, which are, as we described earlier, males who are not just celibate involuntarily, they're mad about it. These are people who believe they're owed sexual favors, who believe that they're owed sexual encounters.
The kind that get upset when they say things like nice guys never get laid and things like that. The idea that, well, if you're complaining about it, you're not a nice guy anymore, right? It's a difficult, it's a difficult thing to complain about. I've certainly heard this. I understand the complaints. I'm not sure I believe it. I'm not sure I don't believe it.
And some of them apparently idolized Elliot Fletcher? What was his name? The guy who, like...
Elliot Rogers.
Right. They idolize him, and they, like, worship what this guy did, and that's why...
And I'm not sure what the point of that would be either. Finally, we're going to kill enough innocent people, and
that'll
then
make them want to have sex with
finally,
us.
The attractive women will want to have sex with us. To appease
well, they say
us,
they like the bad boys.
Or something.
Maybe that's what they think. If they're,
I have no clue what
if they're
think.
A murderer or support murderers, that'll attract women to them. I don't
perhaps. So going on here from...
All right, so Elliot Rogers, just by the way, I mean, he's not an ugly guy, right? Like, I just pulled up his picture. He's no Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt or whatever, but by no means is he like... Was he bashed in the face with a 2x4 or something?
There's no reason why he shouldn't be able to get a girlfriend at some point.
Right, if he wasn't a total jerk.
Oftentimes, it's not about not being able to get a girlfriend. It's about not being able to get the girlfriend that you want to get.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a complete and utter difference between these two things.
Mm.
Right? So you may feel deprived because that handful of women that you want, especially he was in Los Angeles, right?
Somewhere in California.
You're in Los Angeles and there's this, class of women that you're not able to get. Well, surprise, they don't go to the lowest bidder.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I've got a fancy car.
Fine. Fancy car is just a step in a direction.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
He was young, too. Like, super young.
All I can tell you is about L.A. is when I was out there, I was overhearing two girls talking about guys, and they were immediately talking about the cars that the guys drove. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is shallow. It just sounded shallow. And
well, all those gold digger pranks all happen in California, although if they're real or not is another question.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just don't know, and I tend to think that women aren't like this, but I know my wife isn't like this.
Mm-hmm.
So... My advice is don't go for women like this. If you think that if you think this is a good idea, you're cruising for a bruising, fella.
Well, now wait a minute. Has your wife ever been propositioned by a man driving a Lamborghini?
She would just turn and walk away. She would have no use, and Lamborghini wouldn't interest her in the least.
Yeah. You're probably right about that. All right, so what's the rest of the story, Mark? You're the one who brought this in.
With the unfortunate trend of shootings and other attacks lately, the term incel has been brought up time and time again on online communities. The term simply means a man who does not have intimate relations and is extremely bitter about it.
Bitter, right. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same as just being celibate, which again is a choice that some people make for sometimes religious reasons or some other reason that they decide they just don't want to have sex.
Yeah. So this guy ran Alec. I don't like giving their names. This Alec guy ran a rental van into pedestrians in Toronto and killed 10 people. Proudly referred
injured
to himself.
Injured more than that too. And he injured in like another dozen on top.
As an incel, and he said on Facebook, "The incel rebellion has already begun. All hail supreme gentleman."
And that's their reference to Elliot Rodger.
Yeah.
And he said this like the morning of. Apparently, or very nearby.
Pretty clear what he had an intention.
Yeah.
So instead of suggesting that these men receive medical help with their beloved Bernie Sanders, no one pays for doctors plan, angry feminists are taking to Twitter and other forms of social media to demand that incels be stripped of their privileges and removed from the face of the earth, regardless of a crime that has ever been committed or not.
Let's take these angry, bitter, already angry and bitter men and make them unemployed. That's going to help.
I mean, that's really what the suggestion here is. Yeah. I understand how feminists feel. This is like, this is a stupid plan, guys. And it is. But at the same time, don't feed the fire going on.
The other thing, this direct thing that she said was to these employers, you know, there's most certainly incels working at your corporation, you know, you CEOs. What are you going to do about it? And you know that she wouldn't be okay if their answer was, well, we're going to hire some whores.
Send them in Vegas.
The answer here is, I don't know, probably nothing, because what are you going to do? Go up to someone and ask if they've had sex in their lives? Maybe sneak in and put a tiny camera in their bedroom
that
so their boss
possibly
can make sure they're not incels?
Yeah, I mean, to inquire with your employees about their sex life? I mean, that couldn't possibly be legal, especially in a place like California, right? Like, that's borders on sexual harassment or inappropriate sexual behavior, right?
I want to say one more of the things that Ellen Powell is known for being rotten for.
Yeah.
On this list, Powell is also an unpleasant person to work with, constantly saying negative things about colleagues behind their back and bullying them at times. Back in 2009, Powell's assistant asked for taking some time off to work to help her landlord, who was injured in a car accident. Powell chastised her and told her that your job should be your priority.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is just the type of person that, you know, we're talking about here is just... Yeah, not, you know, she's...
Unpleasant.
Yeah, very, very unpleasant. She is probably the type of person who would be like, you know, ask something or say something in a very inappropriate, not very thought-out way.
She's probably more like these incels than she wants to admit.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. Maybe you consider yourself one of the incels. You want to talk about it? We're here for you. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Ultimate Knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the Ultimate Knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. We're talking about the incels again. They're back in the news where the former CEO of Reddit, Chairman Powell, has come out and said she's demanding that the tech companies, Silicon Valley or whatever, they do some sort of audit of their employees, figure out which ones of them are incels, that is to say, angry, typically young males who are what they call involuntarily celibate. These are people who seem to believe that they're owed sexual favors from presumably members of the opposite sex, or perhaps there are gay incels as well. I suspect there might be. But she's demanding that something be done about this. And that's the story that you've got here, Mark. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In addition, do want to make sure that you know about our website, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show on the Free Talk Live forum. So we talked a lot about our Discord chat, which is a free chat server, and that's very instant. It's very now. Now, of course, you can scroll back in the chat and see what you've missed, but there's no real organization beyond the names of the channels and the channel types. On the Free Talk Live forum, well, it's a much more organized discussion where if you have a topic, you post a thread about that topic, and people presumably will respond on topic. Plus, it's also where I'm posting my show prep now. So I used to post it to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, but then I quit Facebook, and I was posting some of it on Twitter, but then somebody said, hey, well, why don't you just post it on the forum? Like, why didn't I think of that? Great idea. You know, let's drive some more people over to the forum. So if you wanted to see the stuff that I use for show prep, I have not recruited anyone else to do this. I've not asked you to do it, Mark. I don't know where you post your prep.
But, I sent it to the to our Telegram group, the show prep Telegram group, so that you can grab it out of there.
Are there people in a Telegram group?
You have the Telegram group.
Oh, you're telling me to grab your show prep out of the Telegram group. I'm
if you want it. All right.
If you wanted to share it with our listeners, you could post it on your own, Mark. If you just want to keep it to yourself, then that's your business. Okay. But I am posting mine on the Free Talk Live forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com and you can check that out there. There's also, again, discussions about whatever it is that people want to talk about there, and it's part of the larger Shire forums, which have other forums regarding things and activism and such going on here in New Hampshire, the upcoming Fork Fest, which we'll tell you about here in a little bit as well. So check out the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you were sharing with us this story about the incels. What's the source? I don't recall on this.
It was squawker.org.
Okay. So and what's what else do we need to know?
Yeah, so this Ellen K. Powell, also known as Chairman Powell, is a pretty rabid feminist, and she wants major companies that employ these involuntarily celibate males that she feels are dangerous.
There's some evidence that some of them are dangerous.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
And she wants them to she wants a purge of these people, apparently.
And the ones that aren't necessarily dangerous seem to be encouraging violence. So there's the group of people who are willing to commit violence. They're relatively small, but then there's the other group of them who are cheering on the violence. And
as is wont to happen,
on the internet.
Yeah. Generally, yeah. That happens. But just kind of, like, how do you handle this? Okay, so...
As an employer, you mean?
I am a CEO of a major company now, and... I believe that Chairman Powell may be right here, that there may be some of these dangerous, unlaid, fat guys working at my company, probably in the tech side.
Well, they're not necessarily overweight.
Not necessarily.
Elliot Rogers, not an overweight
Just saying.
Person.
And what am I going to do about it? Am I going to send out a questionnaire that says, A... have you had sex recently? And B, are you angry about it? I mean, what exactly does this lunatic, and she's not the only one, by the way, this, you know, once the feminists find a bone, they run with it. You know, this lunatic wants them to do about it. Okay, so there's some dangerous guys out there. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it. I know what the guys want you to do about it. They're involuntarily celibate. Go fix that. I've got no power over this. You want to hire hookers? Put them in the break room?
That's illegal in most states.
There you go.
Which could be a big help. Like, if prostitution were actually legal, then maybe there would be fewer incels. Now, of course, they could probably still be upset because, well, we're not getting legitimately laid, right? Like, there's not a woman who actually wants me to... because I'm me, they just, you know, I'm paying them.
The reality is that these guys lack love. You're absolutely right. They need more love, they need more touch, they need more affection in their lives.
Yeah.
However...
well, you can pay for touch. You can pay for affection. Love, not so much.
Nah, not as much, but like I'm just saying that those things do help.
Right. You remember the professional cuddlers that we talked about once upon a time? I mean, I presume that's still a thing out there. We haven't seen any news stories come across our desk about
probably
that.
Probably because it's become normal. You don't see any news stories about massage therapists either.
Right. Right. And that was where you were paying $60 an hour, which is not cheap. You know, that's professional plumber kind of rates, right? Like, you're expensive, $60 an hour, to basically snuggle with somebody. And these were people who were insisting they were not prostitutes, that, you know, you had to keep your underwear on or whatever. Like, this was not a sexual encounter. Now, maybe some that was true. Maybe some it's not. I don't know. I've never actually sought out those services.
I imagine for the first ones it wasn't, and for the ones that came after that, it was in some cases.
I don't know.
You're going to make more as a professional cuddler if you provide a little extra cuddling. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I mean, $60 an hour for snuggling is pretty good, because then you don't actually have to have somebody put their parts inside you and risk sexually transmitted diseases
sure.
and all the other issues that come about with that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But those risks are well rewarded, from what I understand.
You could charge more, I imagine, in that case. But, I mean, you're getting paid to sleep, basically, if you're a professional cuddler. Anyway, that would be an option, right? If prostitution were legal... then this could reduce at the very least, it could reduce the sexual frustration that these young men are feeling. And maybe they're not all young men. Maybe there's some older incels as well. I don't know. I've never been to one of their online communities. I know they exist. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And, you know, the feminists had this big campaign some years back is why I need feminism. And one wonders if this is the kind of crappy thinking, the stinking thinking that comes out of the feminist movement, what do we need feminism for? Because this is pretty crappy. The idea that you're going to somehow weed out some people who think or feel some way, and it's your responsibility to do that as an employer or whatever. I have no...
What does she think is going to happen? I mean, if for whatever reason, some CEO were to take her seriously and actually go about what you're suggesting. And
well,
try
they did
to,
take her seriously at one point. They made her the CEO of Reddit to see whether she could do it. She couldn't.
She couldn't.
And now she's just basically an unpaid free Twitter consultant.
Well, somebody's probably paying her to do something. Who knows what that is? But
I'm sure. It smacks of the feminists, the gals that go and get the women's studies degree,
mm-hmm.
and then complain that there's not enough jobs for women
studies
in STEMs, science, technology, something, mathematics,
well,
whatever it is.
I'm also going to guess that amongst the involuntarily celibate people, that the Venn diagram between females who are involuntarily celibate and are feminist probably has a large overlap.
Could be. I mean, there's certainly this this bitterness in both of these groups,
yeah.
It would seem. I don't know that I tend to question as to whether or not there are actually any involuntarily
celibate women,
because men's standards tend to be lower. You can always find that guy that's out there that's willing to do that thing. It gets a little more difficult for guys, but, I understand. So when you're not able to find somebody who reaches your standards, that's frustrating, no doubt. But it's not the world's fault to provide you with these things.
Sure isn't.
AdamandEve.com will provide you with what you need.
The sex toy shop?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same thing as what they're looking for.
No, it's not exactly. No. But it'll help. Marital aids.
I don't think that counts even for, touch or any of the basic things that humans are looking for. But these are people who aren't frustrated about, or at least openly they're not frustrated about not being touched. They're claiming they're frustrated about not being able to have a sexual encounter. But I do think that if there were, more touch that they were experiencing, that would probably help them too. To have an intimate moment with another human being, that's important for people.
Yeah, it's meaningful. That's why I love the people out there, the activists out that just give free hugs.
Free hugs.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
Some people fall in love with their real dolls.
That's coming, man. I mean, the news stories about the sex robots, they just keep on coming out there.
Now they've got some kind of AI they're working on that'll develop a personality for it.
Is that
your
right?
Eyes move. Yep. Mouth moves. It's got teeth. I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
It's just another thing that Demolition Man, one of my favorite movies, predicted would come true. In the future, all contact greetings will be banned. Fluid transfer activities it will be deemed illegal.
God, that's a great movie. And they have sex with the brain things.
Yeah, yeah. Fluid transfer activities are all fluid transfer. Kissing, illegal. The transference of neural waves is how they have sex in the future.
It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.